Saga Egmont presents A Claiming of Souls by R.A. Sandpiper. Read by Helen Keeley. 1. There were many things I would miss about the Glen, but the all-consuming purple was not one. Unknown author, estimated 2nd to 5th century. Ciri sat up from the straw mattress as the key clicked in the lock, relaxing a little when a head of long hair appeared around the door, the part of her waiting to see him coiled tight as a spring. Aisha gave her a knowing smirk as she closed the door behind her. The Blood Witch's daughter and usual resident of Akdaria had arrived the other day, somehow already knowing they needed her.
"Sorry, it's only me,"
Ciri couldn't resist asking.
"How is he?"
"More himself every hour."
Aisha pulled open the dingy curtain in the corner of the room, frowning. The window was at street level, only inviting a narrow light made grey by the rain. Once they realised they were somehow alive, and Cole wasn't going to become some death god's puppet for the rest of eternity, they split up. It would be tempting fate to have the entire life court sitting like ducks in the basement of a single brothel. So instead, they sat in the basements of several different establishments.
"Good," Ciri said.
She lay back fully again, relieved as the skin around her back loosened. The raked teeth of the long tooth had gone deeper than even she thought, and if she lived long enough, they would scar in two long, jagged lines.
"He wants to see you,"
her heart thudded.
"Then let him."
It had been a day and a half since she had returned his soul to him, and with it, his life magic. But he'd passed out almost straight away after, succumbing to a long overdue rest. Only Ezra stayed with Mother Edie, his presence the least likely to alert the other street urchins who swept through her home. Aisha watched over Ciri and Nadrian from the basement of a butcher's shop at the edge of the tangle. The numbing agent on Nadrian's wings was slowly wearing off, and he was still badly injured otherwise. He moaned in pain from the other room half the night, and she groaned herself the other half. Aisha strode to her side, laying the back of her hand on Suri's forehead. It was a relief to have another set of hands. Mother Edie's were long weary from keeping them all alive after the arena, and Aisha was better than the rest of them anyway. Better even than Vyantha, who had arrived alongside Aisha and had a surprising amount of innate skill with healing. She'd volunteered, apparently. Ciri had not seen her. Vyantha had clearly restricted her budding ability for those who had not kidnapped her, namely Cole and Scylla. An old curl of jealousy flared, but Ciri couldn't fathom the will to truly think ill of her when she'd healed Cole better than she ever could.
"I must tend to you first,"
Aisha said, gesturing for her to flip onto her front.
"You're still warm."
"It's stuffy down here," Ciri replied into the pillow as she gritted her teeth. Aisha narrowed her eyes.
"It's freezing."
"Some of the time." Aisha touched Suri's shoulders with the back of her hand.
"You have a fever, but the wound looks clean. How bad does it hurt?"
"On what scale?" Ciri asked, a sardonic edge to her voice.
"A lot?" "Sorry, stupid question," Aisha said. "Stay still."
Aisha's method of life healing was different. Ciri had learnt to find her heartbeat in her body and draw them back to her heart. Aisha, by comparison, held her hands out, fingers splayed, several inches above Suri's back, and closed her eyes, falling into some sort of trance. After a minute of concentration, Aisha opened her eyes and folded her hands back. Her voice wavered a little.
"All done."
Ciri rolled her shoulders and felt the difference immediately. The stinging pain was still there, but it was now accompanied by the itchiness of a wound a week old.
"Thank you," she said, genuinely. "How did you get so good at this?"
"Mother says I had a natural affinity for healing as a child."
Aisha's voice dropped.
"That's why she cast me out."
Ciri thought of the girl's mother, Waris. She'd met her on a visit to the Blood Mists she wasn't keen to repeat. The woman was a true witch, with ancient blood magic.